Welcome back to Word on the Hills, with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-host Gwen Sheltimer, and our guest this week, writer Grace Young.
Hello.
So, Grace, you've written one book and you're writing another one.
Yes.
What's your new book about and when will it be released?
My new one is called The Water is on Fire. And so basically what it does is it takes The Crow and the Dove, my first book, and it sort of switches the perspectives. So it's new characters, a new plot line, but rather than someone receiving help, it's someone giving help. So The first story is a story of Orion, the main character, and she's just in a place of darkness, and someone comes in, and they're a friend to her, and they kind of show her love, which she really needs. And in the second story, it's a boy, and he really starts to realize the power of his own mind and his own gifts and his own creativity, and he goes out and he inspires others and helps others. So, yeah, you just see his journey with that. It's kind of cool.
Well, now you talked about plot lines, so tell me, do you set up your story beforehand? Do you write an outline for your story?
Sometimes. For this one, I did. For my first one, The Crow and the Dove. But for my second one, it wasn't actually as planned. I sort of just let myself go with it, and then the plot sort of just came to be. And that was kind of cool. It was cool to see how that happened.
Yes. So the story grew out of the characters, did it?
Yes. Yeah. You start to see the characters and their true colors and their personalities, and then other things start to happen as a result of that.
And how did you come to create those characters?
That's one of my favorite parts, is because I love, like, just the idea of meeting someone and, like, getting to kind of create them and see, like, you know, how they react to certain things or their personalities, what are they like. And so, yeah, that's just a really cool part. And so you get to see that.
So you get to know them carefully
before
you.
You get to know them, yeah. You get to learn what they're about, and and everything else seems to sort of flow after that. For instance, the second character, his name is Sonnet, and he is someone who I sort of, like, I guess in a way reflects myself, but it's a version of myself that I really like. And so he's very creative, and you see that part in him, and you see him come to realize that, which is something I had to do. And a lot of the times the people represent different scenarios. In my first book, Dove represented hope. In the second one, Sonnet represents, like, creativity and, like, freedom. And, yeah, awesome.
So what are you doing at the moment, Grace, besides writing? Have you finished school?
I have finished school. I just finished school, actually. And not doing a whole lot besides writing, to be honest. I spend a lot of my time writing. But I'm trying to actually move around a little bit and try to kind of spread my message and spread my book to reach a more broad audience at the moment. So that's going to be a big change.
Yes, and do you have plans for the future? Are you going to college or anything like that?
I don't have plans to go to college right now, actually, just because I self-published this book, and I really like the idea of just kind of creating on my own. And so I'm going to try to do that to the best of my ability, just, like, put myself out there and, like, work really hard to do that. Basically, my plans are just to work hard and help people and inspire them.
So you self-published The Crow and the Dove. Tell us about the challenges you met in doing that. It's quite a challenge.
Yes, it definitely is. You basically have to edit the entire book yourself, and you have to proofread it a billion times. And so I think the challenges are it's very time consuming, and it's kind of stressful because you start to worry, oh, what if I left something in there that I shouldn't have left in? Because you're doing it all on your own, and you're doing every part of it by yourself. So I did the cover.
So who did you publish it through?
I used CreateSpace, which is an Amazon company.
Right.
So, yeah, I would recommend it.
They're quite helpful, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So I've heard, yes. And what do you think your challenges will be in the greatest ones in becoming a full-time author?
I think just finding an audience and finding people to share your art with is always a challenge, because everyone has sort of like a branch of books that they like. So some people really like nonfiction, some people really like sci-fi, some people really like romance. And so you have to find the amount of people who are open to something new, because like I said, this is a very unique type of writing. And so it's always hard, and it's hard to explain it to people who don't necessarily understand how you think. And so, yeah, I would just say that the hardest part is gaining your audience and getting yourself out there. It takes a lot of work.
Oh, it certainly does.
Yes.
And that's all that marketing and so on.
Yeah.
How are you going to live while you do all this work? Have you got a job?
I am going to have a job. I'm going to be working full-time, actually, and just try to, you know, build myself up, get, like, a secure, you know, place to live and stuff like that. And then from that, I can start working harder on this and building that kind of foundation for that.
I can see you'll be burning the candle late at night in your attic.
Yes, absolutely. Working hard.
So have you got some ideas for marketing your book and your second book, of course?
I use social media as a platform a lot of the time. So I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter and Facebook, and I just use those as a way to kind of like spread my message further, let people know when I'm releasing a new book. I have my own website specifically for the books where people can buy them. But they're sort of about making it more personal, because people can go on your social media and they can sort of meet who you are. And so I like to use that as a way of furthering my message. So even if it's an Instagram post that says, hey, you're loved, hey, you're important, like that sort of thing. And then people want to read more about what that's about. Why do I think that? That sort of thing. So
You have a Facebook page too, do you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, for the book or for you?
For me. So if you look up Grace Young, you'll find me as an author and a blogger. And also, I have a website, which is called intofullbloom.bigcartel.com. And that's where you can go and just order the books. It's just an online shop.
Oh, okay. Did you set that up yourself too?
Yes, I did.
Yes, very good, very good. So you've said your message is one of hope and positivity. Now tell me, why is it so important to you? Why has it become such a passion to spread this message?
I think the message of hope and positivity is one that a lot of people think is common knowledge, but the truth is it isn't really. And a lot of people go through their lives without realizing just like how special they are and how much their life matters and the purpose that they have. And so I think I feel passionate about it because I want people to know that like they can change the world. And when I say that, I mean they can change the world for one person by just being kind to them. And I think people need to know that their circumstance doesn't have to take over their whole life, because there's still hope, and you know there's always going to be a fresh start, a new day, and you can, yeah, just let yourself breathe, give yourself room, and it'll be great.
Well, that's certainly a hopeful message. So, is the audience for your new book going to be the same, a general audience, or is it more addressed to children and youth?
It's going to be more of a general audience as well, because I think I want all of my books to be like real, raw messages, but they're accessible to everyone, and they're all about hope, and they're all about inspiring people. And so I don't think I'll ever categorize it. I think it'll always be open to anyone.
Well, I hope it will appeal to everyone.
Yes,
that
thank
will be good. Okay, so are you going to read to us some more?
So this is chapter 4, and this is when Orion meets Dove for the first time. This is the day I met Dove. It wasn't in the form of baked goods or hidden notes, but real face-to-face stuff. I saw Dove. Dove came to my door after I had gotten home from work around 3 o'clock. I didn't know it was her at first until she said, "It's nice to meet you. I'm Dove." She had soft-looking skin and super blonde hair. She had a certain peace to her. If there was an error in her physical appearance, I didn't catch it. Dove was an all-around lovely girl. She couldn't speak without a smile, and her laugh was loud and unashamed. "I just moved in next door," she began to explain. "I thought it would be nice for us to meet." I nodded and smiled at her. My happy attitude was so fake, but you would never be able to tell. "Come in, Dove," I said. We sat on the couch, in a living room that still held bits and pieces of glass and broken frames. I had forgotten about that when I invited her in, but there was something about her that made me feel like I didn't have to worry. She looked down at the floor where the mess was and looked right back up at me, no questions asked. "Tell me a little about yourself, Orion," Dove said, sitting politely, hands folded. "I'm sort of a simple girl. I'm sorry if this is boring," I started. She laughed and shook her head. "I live here by myself. I'm taking some time to save up for college. I work a lot. When I'm not working, I'm probably reading." "Who are you really, though?" she said in opposition to how I answered her original question. "I'm still learning," I answered softly. "Aren't we all?" she says. We talked and talked, and after essentially explaining to her that I was nothing too extraordinary, she politely told me that she was living on her own. She was an artist, and she could play the ukulele. She was trying her best to make it in the world by doing what she loved to do, and I admired that. I don't know why she'd choose this tiny town that had nothing but rain and second-rate bake shops to offer, but she did, and she wasn't worried about it. I felt somewhat guilty because I fed her some of the lies I feed everyone around me. "Yes, I have plans for college. Yes, I know who I am." "I really appreciate the food you brought by yesterday," I said while she stood in the doorframe. "Oh, it was my pleasure," she softly responded. When she left, I began to wonder what was going on. I knew for sure that Dove was a kind girl, but I don't know why she cared for me. I had just made an unbelievably interesting friend. She was a good person, too. She humbly explained to me that she volunteers locally wherever she goes. She was gentle, she was kind, she was funny, and she listened to me when I spoke. Like, really listened. She would look in your eyes and nod along with you. You never felt like you were begging for her attention. The next day, Dove brought by some books for me. "I couldn't help but notice the stack of books that you have in your living room," she says. "You've got great taste in literature. I figured I'd bring some extra over just in case you'd be interested." "There isn't a greater gift that you could give me. After all, I found that I felt most alive when I was immersed in a book, somewhat alive in the body of someone else. In the time I spend reading, I'm essentially pretending to be another person." Dove thought that she was supporting a hobby of mine, when in reality, books were almost like a drug to me. I wasn't Orion for the hour or so that I spent reading. I was so excited at the sight of new books, fresh pages. I couldn't comprehend the possibilities.
Thank you, Grace. Yeah. So, many thanks for coming in. Please remind our listeners of your blog address.
So it's intofullbloom.net.
Okay. And at your website, that's where they can buy the book, isn't it?
Yes. So there's also a link to it on my main blog, but the address for it is intofullbloom.bigcartel.com.
Okay. And they can also buy the Crow and the Dove on Amazon?
They can, yep.
And have you got it in local bookstores?
Not just yet, but I've reached out to some local bookstores and also some in the surrounding towns, and so they'll be picking it up before too long.
Good. To connect with us, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to our website, www.wordonthehills.com, where all our broadcasts are archived. We love to hear from you and welcome your comments on our programs. Thanks for tuning into the show. We hope you'll join us for another program next week. Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio.